I was at a party and I had no idea what to say recently. And it's so frustrating because we live in this world where most of us walk around feeling broken. We feel like deficient in some way. And really, we're just a little bit too alone. And parties are one of the best ways to make us less alone. The interesting, I'm out a window and the sun is very bright right now. Parties are one of the best ways to not be so alone, to like vibe with people and connect and make new friends. But most people, most of us at parties don't do that. Instead, we just sit there silently freaking out and go, I don't know who to talk to. I'm so bored. I don't know what to say. These conversations are empty and vacant and these people are boring. I'm just going to eat the food. Maybe I'll go to another party someday that's actually fun. I hate these things. That's what most of us do. I did that recently and I was like, I don't want to live like that. I do not want to have parties like that. If I'm going to do something, I want to have fun doing it. Let me look at my notes. Literally. So I didn't used to be good at parties at all. And then I started studying it, being like, well, how do I do this better? And I got a couple very simple mental tricks that work super well for me. And I hope work really well for you too. One, when you have nothing to say, that's something to say. I'll give you a great example. Somebody goes, you're sitting there, right? And you're both awkward. Like the person doesn't even ask you a question. You're just like both awkward. You could say, man, I am so shy. I feel so nervous at these things. Like I want to make friends and talk, but God, I can't think. I'm just sitting here thinking about how little there is in my brain to say. Usually just that helps the other person because when you're vulnerable like that, it gives them an opportunity to be your hero. So they will come up with a subject to talk to you about or go, me too. Oh my God, I hate these things. I'm so shy. It's awful. And you're like, oh yeah, what's your worst one? I was at a wedding recently, or you know, you just start bonding over the shyness factor. If you're sitting there and last night what happened is I knew one thing about this person. This person is a parent. They're older. That's all I knew. I am thinking about the vulnerability is the key takeaway. It's say what you're thinking. Find a way to be vulnerable in front of the person. One of the best ways to do that is to ask for advice. So this guy, he's older. I know he's a parent. Those are the only things I know about him. I'm like, hey, I think I've seen you around. I'm Morgan. I don't know if we've met. Yeah, I don't know if we met either. You know what? You're a parent, right? Did I hear that? Yeah. Wow, how old are your kids? You know, ask basic questions. Now, then I say, I'm at a place right now where I'm thinking about having kids. My partner and I are getting married. We're really planning on that. And I'm so curious. If you went back to yourself at this stage, right before you got married, planning to have children, what advice would you give you? It was the best conversation. It lasted like an hour. It was a blast. It was so wonderful. There are three takeaways from that, okay? Number one, leading with what I find interesting. You know, you've heard the phrase, bored people are boring. The inverse is true. Interested people are interesting. And it shows who you are because what you find interesting is different than anybody else. So somebody gets to know you because they get to see what you find interesting in them. And they get to talk about themselves, which people love. And they get to talk about themselves in a way that you love because you're encouraging it. You're enthusiastic about it. You're interested in something. If you walk into a party going, this room is full of interesting people and the interesting is buried. That's how I treat a party now. The best experiences I have at a party are when I walk in and I go, everyone in this room is full of interesting stuff, but I got to find it. I have to find it. I have to ask the right questions. Then it's this fun, playful thing. So number one, that interest, look, ask about what you find interesting. Number two, lead with vulnerability. That's the initial statement that I'm so shy. I never know what to say. God, I wish I was charming and one of those charming and funny people, but I'm just like hanging out with a blank face trying to figure out what to do. Just, I feel so like my brain is empty. Starting there, like with that vulnerability or asking for advice, like 2A, part 2A, ask for advice. It sets you up so that you're not trying to prove anything to anyone. The worst person at a party is the person who's talking about themselves nonstop, not because somebody's asking them, but to prove how great they are. I'm so smart. You know, I did this and I did this and I did this and I did this. And everyone's like, great. Well, at least now we have a story to go home to talk about how much this person could not shut up about themselves. But if you ask somebody for advice, they get to talk about themselves in a non-performative way, or maybe performative, it's their choice. But they're you ask advice about something you care about and that you actually think they might know something about, then you set yourself up to be humble and open-minded and playful and fun, and you're not trying to prove anything. You get to be the person who is exploring versus the person who's defending how great they are, which is so stressful. And the third takeaway is that not everyone's going to vibe with you, and you're not going to vibe with everyone. But saying absolutely nothing means you've got zero connections. We get so caught up in our head about being rejected that we forget that if we don't even try to connect with somebody, we're rejecting ourselves before we even give them the chance to. And a lot of us have childhood trauma or lack of experience. And so we assume many of us for various reasons assume that we will lose somebody before we even say hello. And because of that, parties just seem like a waste of time. But if we go into it going, okay, I hope that some of these people reject me, because if I'm going into it looking for what's interesting and leading with vulnerability, then I can actually come out of it with genuine connections. But if nobody rejects me, I probably wasn't being that honest. I probably wasn't being myself. So rejection is not actually a bad thing. It's self-selecting for the people that were meant to be my friends. Okay, I hope that helps. I want to keep it simple. I want to keep it light, because it is simple and light. The biggest problem is that we go into these things thinking it's so heavy and it's so hard and it's the skill set we'll never have and we're so overwhelmed. And the truth is, no, we're relational creatures. We're made for this, baby. We are made to connect with each other. It's weird and odd and it feels awful and out of practice when we're out of practice, but I believe in you. You can do this. I hope you love your day. I hope you love you. Good Morgan.